Randy Reese is a pastor just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and Steve Lucas, a retired businessman. I want to ask you, Steve, first of all, I mean, I don't know exactly how old you are. You're probably in your 60s. I don't think you're much older than that, maybe in the 70s. But why in the world work all your life and then start working on a master's degree in eschatology?
Well, Jimmy, you started at Word of Life talking about prophecy, got me very interested, and you said you ought to come to my school, so I did, and I've never had so much fun studying. It's been a great experience. I've learned so much about the Bible, it's really hard to believe.
Well, now, you have more time after finishing up a life of work, and you're able to really study and really come to some conclusions on what the Word of God has to say. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 76.
Well, you got me beat. Well, you look a lot better than I do. You should be proud, and you're doing a lot better walking in this countryside. I'm having some difficulty. But what do you see you're going to do in the future as it relates to the knowledge that you're gaining and how you're putting this all together?
Well, I plan to, beginning with this trip, go forward on a PhD, do some teaching at our church, which has a very active Monday evening Bible school, and as well as other areas where we're teaching to recovering addicts in Morristown, New Jersey, and other places where we're taking the word of the Bible. And I feel that I'm going to be taking a much more intelligent word after this study and this trip.
Randy Reese is a pastor. Randy, where is the church actually? Name the church so we can give a little publicity.
It's New Rocky Creek Baptist Church. The town is Mansfield, Georgia, which is about an hour from east of Atlanta, Georgia.
And, of course, I would have to say that your reason for studying here in our School of Prophets and then coming on this particular prophecy study tour is to gain the knowledge so you can continue to minister to your people. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. To be the best equipped we can be. And certainly this has been a tremendous experience spiritually as well as historically, geographically, and most of all, prophetically.
Would you recommend to other pastors who may be eavesdropping on this conversation that not only should you be studying, but for sure you need to walk in the land of the Bible to be able to teach the Bible?
Yes. Studying Israel's past, present, and future is absolutely imperative when it comes to understanding God's plan in the past and in the present and in the future for His people, Israel, as well as the church and the end time scenario.
Talk to me about your travels. I've watched you. I love to watch the people that we're leading in these tours in Israel. I love to watch their eyes seemingly coming open wider than they've ever been before and looking and say, oh, man, that's how that all happened. What's been probably the greatest blessing to you while you were here in the land?
Perhaps yesterday, traveling on the Temple Mount, seeing, hearing, and experiencing both the spiritual warfare and the glory of God was absolutely overwhelming, indescribable. Everyone would have to experience it from themselves to see the effects.
Temple Mount, as I was teaching yesterday, the location, the original location for the Garden of Eden, and of course it's the location where Jesus is going to return, and He will rule and reign from that spot forever and ever. Steve, you've had the privilege and opportunity of not only traveling in the land of the Bible, preparing to teach, to get your PhD, but your family's been able to travel along with you. That's been a special blessing, hasn't it?
It certainly has. My wife, Jan, and my son, Kevin, who's a special needs young man who's just been having a great time. None of us will be able to read the Bible again without smelling, seeing, hearing, thinking about what we've seen on this trip.
Got to tell you, your special needs boy, Kevin, is something else. He's a hugger. He's a lover. And I don't know how many times he's hugged me, even today. That's a special blessing. You know, we don't do much of that today, but Kevin is just really a special blessing to us. Let me ask you, Randy, is this going to light your candle? Is this going to get you charged up, ready to go back and teach the body of Christ, especially the ones in your church?
Yes, the renewal, the refreshing, the revival, my cup runneth over. It is just beyond description again. And the fact that Jesus is coming again and to walk where our Lord walked and to see the sights, It's glorious.
Would you recommend that other pastors need to come along and do this same thing?
Certainly. Absolutely. Without question. It's imperative. It's absolutely necessary to get the total picture and then again to go back and share the good news. Come and see and then go and tell.
Come and see and go and tell. Steve, you are now in retirement. You're a little bit older than the old man here behind the microphone. Would you recommend that you don't want to sit down and just pass away, not do anything? We keep that mind active. And so would you recommend others, maybe senior saints, who ought to be studying and then using their last days to be able to go out and train up the next generation for what God is going to do in the future, should he tarry the rapture?
There's no question that anyone who can, and I regret that I didn't do it sooner, even before retiring. Take a week or two, come along, maybe it'll change your whole attitude to maybe stopping work a little sooner and getting out sooner and doing more of the Lord's work.
Steve Lucas, one of the students of our School of Prophet, and Pastor Randy Reese, another one. We're so thrilled to have you guys along. Thank you so very much for joining us, and we've got a lot going on down the road. We're not going to go back to the States yet. A lot more to learn, a lot of miles to travel. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung. It's
been great. Thank you, Steve.
And thank you, Dr. Young, for all you've done in starting this school and this trip. It's been fantastic. Thank you.